Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Tuesday of the second Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 30.
Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phenice and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came, and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and there stood up one of them, named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be a great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.
Now is a good time to celebrate the life and ministry of St. Barnabas. Although Luke does not devote extended passages to him, as he does to both Peter and Paul, Barnabas figures prominently in the Acts of the Apostles. In fact, aside from Peter or Paul, there is more about Barnabas than anyone else. Stephen gets a longer chapter and part of another chapter, and Philip gets most of a chapter about him, but Barnabas is mentioned in Acts 4, 9, 11 through 15. He was the key person in bringing Paul to the church, as well as Paul's first missionary companion. The early church believed that Barnabas wrote the book of Hebrews. He was educated and was a Levite, someone who would know about the intricacies of the Old Covenant so thoroughly discussed in Hebrews. Hebrews 13:22 may include a cryptic reference to Barnabas, the son of encouragement, where it reads, "And I appeal to you, brethren, bear with the word of exhortation or encouragement." What is it that made Barnabas so special in the life of the early church? Actually, he had many wonderful virtues, but the one that his name bears is that of encouragement. His given name was Joses, and so he was privileged to have the name of one of the brothers of Jesus himself. But the apostles named him Barnabas, that is, Son of Encouragement. What a wonderful name! Wouldn't you like to be known as the son or daughter of encouragement? The first word to describe Barnabas might be generous, for the first thing we find him doing is selling some of his land and laying the money at the feet of the apostles, Acts 4:36. The second word to describe him might be courageous, for it was Barnabas who dared to bring Saul to the disciples and make him a part of the church, Acts 9:27. Without Barnabas, how much longer would it have taken for Saul to do the work the Lord had called him to? In this same passage, we might also begin to apply the name Son of Encouragement to him, because of the tremendous encouragement he must have been to Saul. And so the one who was full of the Holy Spirit, the Encourager, is encouraged to be able to face Saul of Tarsus, and then by the Spirit becomes the Encourager of Saul and others. It is then that we come to today's story of Barnabas from Acts 11. Barnabas is the one the Jerusalem church sends out to Antioch, the place where believers in Jesus Christ were first called Christians. How appropriate that one of the men who so manifested the grace of Jesus Christ in his life and faithfully followed him was there to be called a Christian when this name was first applied. Who knows? It may have even been the Son of Encouragement who first used the name Christian. In Antioch, Barnabas was privileged to see the grace of God at work. Being a man receptive to the Spirit, he was glad. Being a man filled with the Spirit, he encouraged them all that with a purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. Verse 24 records Luke's summary of the character of Barnabas, and as a consequence, I've just changed what I want written on my epitaph from "he tried" to this verse: "He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith." What a wonderful testimony to Barnabas. The story gets interesting here when we remember the reason that Barnabas and Paul are reunited. Way back in Acts 8, after witnessing the martyrdom of St. Stephen, Saul initiates his own persecution. As a result of this persecution, Christians were scattered as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, where Barnabas was from, and Antioch. So first it seems as if Saul's persecution caused the gospel to come to Cyprus, where Barnabas probably heard the good news. And then Barnabas helps bring Saul, the chief havoc creator and grand persecutor, into the church. And now here in Acts 11:25, it is Barnabas, the son of encouragement, who departs for Tarsus to find Saul. He then brings Saul to Antioch, so that together the dynamic duo can assemble with the church and teach in Antioch for an entire year. Further demonstrating his gift for encouragement, Barnabas, with Saul, took the money for relief to the Christians in Judea. Barnabas was so important in the early church that he is listed first among the prophets and teachers there, another case for his possible authorship of Hebrews. As Barnabas, Saul, and others ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit told the Antiochian church to set apart, guess who? Barnabas and Saul. Where is the first place they go? To Barnabas' home of Cyprus. How encouraging it must have been to him to preach to his homeland. How encouraging for those who heard a native Cypriot preaching Jesus Christ to them. Somewhere around this time, Saul is also renamed as Barnabas was, and from then on was known as Paul. Barnabas was to continue ministering with Paul until Acts 15 and his division from Paul over John Mark's abandonment of the mission trip. This son of encouragement held such an important place in the early church that he is one of the few privileged to be called an apostle, Acts 14:14, which is another argument that he wrote Hebrews for those who are keeping score at home. Peter and Paul are justly celebrated by Christians everywhere, but today we celebrate the life of Barnabas, the son of encouragement. May his life continue to encourage Christians everywhere. May we seek, like him, to be sons and daughters of encouragement, seeking to further the kingdom of God in whatever ways we can. And like Barnabas, may we lead such holy lives that at the end of them it may be written of each of us, he was a good man or woman, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith.
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.